This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You ever notice that every time there's a school shooting, the left wants to punish everybody who didn't carry out the school shooting? In other words, all the gun owners in America who are law-abiding citizens, who are honest, ethical people, who save lives, who prevent crime, now we are all supposed to be punished, according to the left, because some psycho nut job shot up a school in Florida. Yes, they're coming after the Second Amendment. They want to repeal the Second Amendment. They're very open about it. This is no longer a hidden agenda. They just openly talk about it. Oh, they say, repeal the Second Amendment, ban the guns. Well, they don't think about this, though. They don't think about what it actually means. If you ban guns, you don't eliminate them from the country. What you actually do is you ban them from private citizens, but at the same time, you put a monopoly in the hands of government. So the government has the guns, but the citizens don't. And what government do we have today, according to the left? Well, the Trump administration, which they say is evil. And so I find it very odd they want to put guns into the hands of Trump administration officials, given that that's who they say is evil. They say the people are good, but the people should be disarmed, they say, because the people, I guess, can't be trusted. No, according to the left, we should trust the government, but not the people. Huh? What? Are they really saying that? Yes. Yeah, we should trust the government, they say, the same government that ran the collusion, the treasonous Russia collusion hoax with deep state elements of the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, you know, elements of all those were involved in the Russia collusion hoax to try to destroy President Trump and overthrow the republic, the election results, essentially. And leftists say we should trust those people. We should trust the deep state to have absolute firepower monopolies over us, over we the people. Even though government is supposed to be, you know, of the people, by the people, and for the people, the left wants to disarm the people. Well, I got to ask leftists and gun control people this very important question. What's your plan? Because what's your plan if a government becomes a totalitarian dictatorship that is abusing human rights and murdering political opponents and violating your privacy protections or stealing your property or imprisoning political enemies of the person in power, let's say? What is your plan for how to deal with that? Because if you've ever looked at history, maybe you haven't. Maybe you've never read any actual history. In real history, governments get out of control all the time. It's one of the most predictable things throughout human history is that governments gain control, they seize power, they disarm the populations, and then they murder their political enemies. And sometimes this murder is done on such a massive scale that it's called a war. And sometimes the murder gets into the hundreds of millions. In fact, as I've mentioned before, if you look at the history of so-called democide, which means death by government, in the last, 160 years or so, governments have murdered 262 million people all around the world. 262 million people, a quarter of a billion people, have been murdered by governments. And you know what all these governments have in common? They take away guns from the citizens first. Isn't that interesting? And isn't that exactly what the left is demanding? They want to take away guns from the citizens as step one to government murder. Because you can't have, if you're a tyrant running a totalitarian regime, and you want to stay in power, and you want to murder your political opponents, you can't have a Second Amendment. You can't have an armed population that might shoot back. You know, you can't do that if you're going to be like a Kim Jong-un, or you're going to be a Soviet Union, or even a Venezuela, or a communist China, or any of these countries, or a Cambodia in the 1970s. You have to disarm the population first. And that's what the left wants in America. It's step one. It's step one to a totalitarian dictatorship. First, they disarm the population. Leftists, they don't operate on logic and reason. They operate on emotions. And so their argument for gun control consists entirely of, oh my God, so many children died. That's their argument, which is not an argument at all. But that's, they have no logic. They have no reason. If you disarm a population historically, you will end up seeing the deaths of millions of people, far more than the 17 who recently died in Florida. Although, of course, we would like to avoid all those situations as well. We don't want to see anybody, any innocent person, especially not a young person, killed. But we certainly don't want to set up a situation where a government can murder millions and get away with it because the population is disarmed. That's what the Second Amendment was designed to prevent. The Second Amendment is the national immune system. It is an immune system to defend the nation against tyranny. The Second Amendment was not written to promote shooting of deer. It was written to provide a basis in a last-ditch case if people have to shoot tyrants. Again, it's not about shooting deer. It's about shooting tyrants. That's what it was written for. This is irrefutable. The entire history of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights supports this. If you don't know that, then you don't know history. But again, leftists, their entire argument is, oh, people were killed by guns. Take away all the guns. No more guns anywhere. Nobody has any guns. That's their argument. It's stupid beyond belief. It's idiotic. Guns already exist. And even the leftists who call for gun control want guns in the hands of certain groups of people who just happen to be the most corrupt throughout world history. That is, governments that have murdered 250 million people. So you see that the argument makes no sense. So, okay, let's shift gears here. You might say, well, okay, Mike, what is your proposal? I mean, yeah, you complain about the gun control morons, and you complain about the stupidity out there. What's your solution for this? I tell you what, it's very simple. I'll tell you the solution. Here it comes. Get ready. The solution is to shoot back. If there's a shooter in a school who's running around laying fire down towards innocent students and coaches and staff and so on, the number one way to stop that shooter is to shoot back without any question whatsoever. Remember, I'm trained in tactical firearms. I'm trained in, you know, precision combat style firearms skills and so on, you know, handgun, pistol, shotgun, rifle, just whatever, you know, long range shooting, you name it. And I'll tell you something that I've learned in all these years of training, and that is that if you can simply suppress a bad guy with return fire, their effectiveness at being able to put rounds on target drops to almost nothing. That's right. All you have to do is return fire. You make them duck. You make them seek cover. And you also notice, by the way, that the shooter in this high school in Florida wasn't wearing eye protection. We call it eye pro on the gun range. All you got to do, look, here's a little secret, okay? This might save your life one day, so I'm just going to lay it out there. A little secret. If you have a shooter in a school without eye pro, all you got to do is shoot the walls anywhere near the shooter, and all the fragments of all the walls will blind that shooter because there's so much crap coming off the walls, whether it's wood or brick or stone or metal or whatever, that person will be blinded and will be completely ineffective. Now, of course, you would aim to shoot the shooter, right? You would try to stop the shooter, but if your aim sucks and you hit the walls instead, anywhere near this person, you're going to blind them and make them ineffective in any case. Returning fire is the number one way to stop a school shooter. Never forget that. So all these people, all these leftists talk about, oh, we should take away the guns. We should register other guns. Ban the Second Amendment. No, you should return freaking fire. That's the way to stop these people. Which means you should have a security person in every school in America. And I bet you there are volunteer veterans who would do that job for free. And you can make sure they go to a training class, make sure they get certified. Maybe they have to be concealed carry or former law enforcement or former military, clean record, all that. There'd be plenty of people, men and women alike, who would volunteer all across this nation to be an armed guard in a school to protect the children. And yet the left doesn't want that. The left doesn't want armed guards for their children. Imagine that. These are the same people. They have armed guards at their bank. Oh, because they want their money protected, but not their children. I see. Okay, now we're getting down to the reality of the lunacy of the left. They value their money more than they value their children. Okay, I get it. Let's see. They want security guards for Hillary Clinton, but not for their own children either. Oh, gotta keep Hillary Clinton safe on the campaign trail, but you can't protect your own children. Wow. What kind of parents are these leftists? They don't even want armed security for their own children. Wow. How pathetic are these left-wing parents? Anyway, let's see. They have armed security guards at football games. Oh yeah, you got to keep the crowd safe at the football game, but you shouldn't have security guards for your own children. Wow. You people suck. Why are you even parents? If you don't even want to protect your own children. No, the answer here is so easy. Have security guards in the schools, okay? And have them trained and ready to shoot back. Why do you think we have air marshals on airplanes? Why? Because they can shoot back. Yeah, they have frangible ammo, so they don't blow holes in the airplane. Which is fine. You can have frangible ammo in a school, too. If you want, no problem. Frangible ammo will stop bad guys, too. But what? It's like you have armed guards everywhere in society except schools. It's like because the left hates protecting their own children. It's unreal. It's beyond imagination. I can't even fathom why you would put your children in a building that has a sign out front that says gun-free zone, which basically means this is the free shooting gallery for psychos where no one will shoot back, right? Why would you put your children in that building without an armed guard? It's insane. And then when something bad happens, the left blames the 150 other million Americans who weren't there, but who own guns and have never murdered anyone. It's like, what is wrong with you people? Why are you blaming law-abiding gun owners who weren't even anywhere near the scene when you won't even support armed guards for your own children? Because I guess you hate your children or something. I don't. What is wrong with you? You should have guards for your own children. It's common freaking sense. You put alarm systems on your car. You have a lock on your front door. You probably have even an alarm system or a security camera in your home. And yet you send your kids to a school with no armed guards with a sign out front that basically says, come shoot people here because it's called a, quote, gun-free zone. It's idiotic. The answer is to put armed guards in every school across America. And again, this would cost the taxpayers virtually nothing. And even if it did cost something, are your children worth it? I mean, you're paying all these property taxes for these schools, and you can't support one employee to carry a weapon who might save your child's life? Really? It's unreal. But again, it just shows you how insane the left has become. They literally do not want to protect their children's lives in public schools. They hate guns so much that they don't even want a good guy with a gun to protect their child. That's how much they hate guns. And then they blame everybody in America who owns a gun, even though they had nothing to do with the school shooting. It's insane. I mean, it would be like blaming Uber because the shooter, he took an Uber ride to the school. Did you know that? He took an Uber. He Ubered to the school. Well, according to the left, we should ban Uber. Because everybody that's using Uber must be guilty by association because this guy used Uber to carry out his mass murder shooting. Obviously, Uber has to be banned. That's the logic of the left. You should ban Uber and ban guns. Well, what's next? Guy runs over 12 people with a car. You got to ban cars? The car did it. It's car violence. It's the idiocy of what comes out of the mouths of leftists every time there's a school shooting is just beyond belief. There was this one woman tweeted. She loves abortion, right? And she tweeted that abortion is awesome because it might have aborted someone who was later going to become a school shooter. What? What? Abortion is good because it may have aborted people who might later go on to... What is wrong with you? What about the children who were aborted that were going to go on one day to become genius mathematicians or scientists or humanitarians? Or artists or what have you? What? How can you say that abortion is good because it might have killed an unborn baby who might one day be a school shooter? That, I'm telling you, the left is absolutely insane. Mass psychosis has taken hold. It is a collective psychosis. They are utterly insane. And you can't reason with them because they're not even in the realm of reason. They don't operate in the realm of logic at all. It's all emotional for them. It's just, it's so sad. And from that place, they just want to destroy all of your rights and your freedoms. And they want to turn your country into a totalitarian police state where the government has all the guns. And eventually they'll start murdering their political enemies. But frankly, the left has already started calling for that. So that's not even something that's not even a what if. They've already started that. It's like you can't get crazier than what the left has become today in the aftermath of this latest school shooting. They're not even on planet Earth anymore. Out of their minds. Insane. And they don't want actual solutions, which, as I said, is put an armed guard in every school. Again, just have volunteers who are qualified. I'll volunteer to train them. I will help train the volunteer armed guards in Texas. Okay? I'll volunteer. Lots of Americans would volunteer all across the country to protect children. But the leftist-run schools, they won't allow it. They don't want children to be protected. They don't. And, you know, I figured out why, and this is so sinister and so evil, you might not even believe it, but you notice that the leftists, the left-wing politicians, they're already fundraising off the Florida shooting. They're making money off the school shooting. Seriously, literally, they're making money off the school shooting. The more shootings there are, the more money they raise for their political campaigns. They need school shootings to continue for them to push their narratives and raise more money for their elections. That's why they don't want them to stop. I know, it's like, you're like, it couldn't be. How could someone be so evil? I'm telling you, it's true. It's absolutely true. That's why they don't want armed guards in the schools, because it would stop the shooters. They need the dead children on TV to be paraded across so they can raise money. I'm telling you, these people are evil. They're deranged. The left-wing bureaucrats that exploit these situations, they are mentally ill. They're sickos. They're evil. They're demonic. That's why they're all into abortion, too. They don't mind killing babies. Whether they're born or unborn doesn't matter to them as long as they get their power. And they can use that power to take away your guns. That's all the left cares about. They're insane. They're dangerous. It's like, yeah, this school shooter killed 17 people, but you let Democrats run the country, the government will kill 17 million people. That's how dangerous they are. That's why you can't let them win. You can't let them win. So, man, what do you do when half the country's gone insane? Mental illness, mass collective psychosis, and they don't want to protect their own children. I don't know. What do you do? The answer is you put armed guards in the schools. And yet you call for nationwide volunteers. I hope President Trump does that. It says, hey, we need veterans and retired cops and volunteers who could pass all the background checks and the FBI checks and concealed carry checks and have excellent marksmanship. Oh, wait a minute. You can't use the word man anymore. Marks people ship. Oh, it's marks people ship. Someone tell Trudeau. So you have to have excellent marks people ship, and then maybe you can qualify to guard the precious little children that the left doesn't want to guard on their own because they hate their own kids. It's insane. If I had a kid, which I don't, but if I did, I would homeschool them. I would never let them into those public schools that are shooting galleries because the left wants it that way, because they hate their own children that much. They literally despise their own blood. It's just, I don't even understand it anymore. I can't fathom what's going through the demonic, dark hearts and demented minds of these leftists who want to take away all our guns, all us law-abiding citizens, even though we had nothing to do with it. It's just unreal. Read my website, guns.news, for more coverage of this, or, of course, naturalnews.com. And you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. I'll try to bring you more analysis here. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm getting kind of like outrage burnout almost, because every day it's more insane than the previous day. I don't even know how to react to the insanity and the mental derangement of the left anymore. I don't know. I just keep my gun skills up, and I follow the law, and I try to support our republic and support protecting life. And if I'm ever in a school and some asshat opens fire on the kids, I am running directly for that shooter, and I'm taking him out. End of story. I am taking him out. I am running straight for him and unloading on that asshat to stop him, to save lives. That's what I'm doing. Then again, I'm not in schools, so that'll probably never happen, but that's what would happen. Jeez, man. Something's wrong with this country. We gotta restore the republic. We have to bring America back from the brink of insanity that the left has brought it to. That's the truth. And we got to keep our guns. We got to keep our gun rights, our Second Amendment rights, our self-defense rights. And we got to keep government honest, and we got to protect our children. And that is done with firearms proficiency and safety, responsible ownership by responsible adults, and responsible local law enforcement that we must support their efforts to protect our children as well. Thanks for listening. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.